for our GeoQuiz today. We're looking for the largest Arab country in the Middle East. It occupies a large part of the Arabian Peninsula, and it borders on the Red Sea. There are strict restrictions on women in this Islamic country. One example is driving. Women are banned from driving in major cities and towns. So it seems an unlikely setting for a Grand Prix road race, especially one featuring women drivers. But that's just what one human rights activist is proposing. We'll hear more about that idea when we come back with the answer in just a minute. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Women are generally not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia, the answer to our GeoQuiz. That makes it an unusual choice to host a women's Grand Prix road race. David Keyes is director of the online site cyberdissidents.org. Women can't vote in Saudi Arabia, and more to the point, they are not allowed to drive, David. So why are you pushing for this first annual women's Grand Prix?
Well, precisely for that reason, Saudi Arabia is a repressive dictatorship that treats women as chattel, as you said, forbidding them from voting, from leaving their homes without a male guardian. They get beaten up by the religious police and whipped if they're not fully covered. There's a lot of problems in Saudi Arabia, and we believe that hosting a women's Grand Prix in Saudi Arabia would be a sign of moderation and tolerance on the part of the Saudis. There's little likelihood that this will happen, because women have never been able to drive in Saudi Arabia, but we've found allies in the most unlikely of places.
Well, it seems kind of quixotic. I mean, precisely.
Yeah, it's really in the vein of the Soviet dissidents, who I really love. Andrei Malarik, in particular, was famous for twitting his KGB interrogators and poking fun at them, and he felt that that was an effective way to deal with it. He wasn't alone, and this is kind of in the same vein. It's slightly humorous, but at the same time, it's deadly serious.
Well, tell us about your group, Cyber Dissidents. What is the focus of your activism?
CyberDissidents.org supports pro-democracy internet activists in the Arab world and Iran. We highlight their personal stories, and we generally organize on their behalf. This initiative came to me, the idea for it, about a year ago, and then I spent a lot of time getting rather serious people, like a former head of CIA, a former national security advisor, a former congressman, and most excitingly, the first woman to ever drive in the Indianapolis and Daytona 500, Janet Guthrie, a member of the International Women's Sports Hall of Fame. So we're hoping to empower Saudi women. We're hoping to encourage the dictator of Saudi Arabia to listen to this very serious group of people and to really move his country forward by allowing women the most basic of rights, the right to leave their home, the right to drive to the grocery store without a man's permission and freely.
Well, you call the leaders there dictators, but it's a royal family. I mean, do you think they're going to react positively to this idea?
I hope so. There are more liberal members of the royal family who are inclined to do this. In fact, the wife of one of the princes, Walid bin Talal, has been calling for the right to drive for a very long time. So we hope that they do no more than listen to their own citizens, and this is an attempt to put the spotlight on women in Saudi Arabia.
As for the principal signatories on the petition to the royal rulers of Saudi, you mentioned these weighty names, Peter Deutsch, former U.S. congressman, former U.S. national security advisor, and Janet Guthrie. I get Janet Guthrie's interest here, but why do these former U.S. government officials think this is a good idea?
Well, a lot of them reacted very positively the moment I told them about it, because I think they see a trend of appeasement with the Saudi dictatorship. Saudi Arabia has one of the largest oil reserves in the entire world, and they've just succeeded in securing a $60 billion arms deal. Now, when King Abdullah came to the White House for the very first time under President Obama, they discussed a whole host of issues, including people-to-people contacts and business contacts, but the words human rights and democracy were not mentioned. And a lot of the people who signed this petition realized, in order for Saudi Arabia to be a peaceful partner, it needs to be more democratic. And so by signing this initiative, they hope that adding their name to it would again highlight the plight of the oppressed women of Saudi Arabia and encourage everyone to restore the primacy of human rights and democracy to international relations.
And David, if you are successful with this petition, when and where is the first annual Saudi Women's Grand Prix motor race going to take place?
You know, frankly, I'd love it to be in any Saudi city whatsoever. We'll wait to hear from the king. And the moment we do, if it really is co-sponsored by the Saudi dictator, he can have his choice of city. If not, we might look elsewhere.
David Keyes is director of cyberdissidents.org. He's been telling us about his petition for a women's Grand Prix race in Saudi Arabia. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much, Marco.